This is the case of Little Shop of Horrors. So let's find out more of its details as the litigants now talk to Judge Walker.
I know you've all been sworn. I've read your complaint.
William Greer, the driver of the president's car, turned in his seat and fired with this assassination pistol at the president's head. An exploding pellet filled with shellfish toxin, really killed our president.
With the back, right back of his head was blown out. It had to have been a shot from somewhere over the overpass.
Jacqueline Kennedy, I do believe she killed her husband. I believe there was no shots outside of that car. The actual gun itself was like a derringer.
That the shooter was inside this manhole. Not only is it a perfect shooting position, it's perfect cover. He can have a rifle out.
John F. Kennedy had been hit in the head with a Mercury round, a special Mercury round. I was one of two shooters there in Dealey Plaza that day. I was on the grassy knoll.
Your major guy to keep under control is Hunt. Don't you have to handle Hunt's financial situation? Don't you agree that you'd better get the Hunt fit? First, you've got the Hunt problem. That ought to be handled.
We backtrack the chain of command of the court fire and laying the doings at the doorstep of LBJ.
Well, they were trying to prove that the same bullet that hit Kennedy first was the one that hit Connally. And so I couldn't sign it. And I said it because Connally testified directly to the contrary, and I'm not going to prove that. The commission believes that the same bullet that hit Kennedy hit Connally. Well, I don't believe it.
I don't